This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. In Nepal, at least 14 people were killed and over 100 injured after police opened fire during a violent protest by Gen Z demonstrators in Baneshwar, Kathmandu today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has called an emergency meeting of the Council of Ministers and the National Security Council this evening at his residence in Kathmandu. The protest, sparked by a recent government ban on major social media platforms, escalated as protesters stormed the Federal Parliament premises. Authorities initially attempted to disperse the crowd using tear gas, water cannons, rubber bullets and aerial firing, but tensions spiraled out of control. According to preliminary reports, five of the deceased died at the trauma centre, two at the civil hospital and one at Kathmandu Medical College. Identities of some victims remain unconfirmed. The Kathmandu District Administration Office has imposed a curfew from 12:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. in key areas of the capital, including Baneshwar, Tinkune and around government institutions such as the President's Office and Singh Darbar. The Supreme Court today directed the Election Commission to treat the Aadhaar card as the 12th document which can be produced as a proof of identity for the purpose of inclusion in the revised voters list of Bihar. This means that Aadhaar card can be submitted as a standalone document for inclusion in the voters list. However, the court also clarified in its order that Aadhaar is not a proof of citizenship. Prime Minister Modi will address the valedictory session of BJP and NDA MPs workshop today. The two-day workshop started at the Parliament complex yesterday. Senior BJP leaders and members of Parliament are exchanging their valuable perspectives on diverse issues at the workshop. In a social media post, the Prime Minister has said the platforms like Sansad Karyashala are important as they are great forums to deliberate on how they can serve people even better. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal emphasized that businesses should focus on Swadeshi products, as this will not only help India's growth, but also strengthen the country's financial security. Addressing the 56th EEPC India National Awards in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal said that regardless of the challenges arising in the global situation, India remains united as a nation. The minister said that with GST rate cuts and simplification, Prime Minister Modi has given a boost to domestic demand.
GST mein jo itne bade badlav kiye gaye, rate cuts kiye gaye, ye hum pass on kare upbhoktaon ko aur sunishchit kare ki iska labh upbhokta ko mile, demand bade, usse hamara udyog aur vyapar bhi badhega, swadeshi vastuon ke liye aakarshan badhega aur pure desh mein sukh samriddhi badhegi.
In Manipur, security forces arrested six persons of different militant groups during search and cordon operations conducted near Indo-Myanmar international border in Thengnopal district yesterday. Meanwhile, in Jammu and Kashmir, a Pakistani intruder from Sargodha in Punjab province of the neighbouring country was arrested along the international border in Arispura sector of Jammu last night. He is being questioned to ascertain his motive behind trying to sneak into the Indian territory. India and Israel today signed bilateral investment agreement in New Delhi. The agreement was signed between Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Finance Minister of Israel Bezalel Smotrich. The agreement aims to enhance economic ties and explore financial protocols for Israeli exporters. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended with marginal gains today. The Sensex gained 77 points or 0.09% to close at 80,787. Similarly, Nifty added 32 points or 0.13% to settle at 24,773. Indian hockey team qualified for the Super 4 stage of the Women's Asia Cup 2025 after resounding 12-0 victory against Singapore today. Hat-tricks from Navneet and Mumtaz helped India to seal the victory in India's favour. India will play the second-place team from Pool A in the Super 4s on September 10. And that is the end of this news bulletin.